Sí, ponlo ahí. Bien, si os parece, vamos a empezar.
Okay, let's commence. Good afternoon to the press conference of the film I Am Not Madame Bovary, a film in the official section of the 64th edition of the San Sebastian Film Festival. To talk about the film, we have with us its director, Feng Xiaogang, Fan Bingbing, the actress, producer Wang Songlei, and producer Xung Rong. We also have Jonah Greenberg, who is the representative of Mr. Xiaogang, and he's going to help us with the translation as well. I was saying he's going to translate from Chinese to English. So if anyone needs headphones, please get them. Otherwise, the rest will be translated from, and that will translate the English into Spanish. Okay, if you deem, let's start with the first questions. If anyone wants to ask a question, please do so. Hi, hello, congratulations for the film. Congratulations. Why have you taken four or five years to be able to do the project? Yeah, the question's for the director. I know that you've taken 4 or 5 years since the first time that he wanted to start with this project. And he read the novel and he wanted to make the... Why have you taken so long to make the film?
Four or five years ago, and we have been applying for the permission to make the movie from the book for all this time, and it took that long to get the permission.
Okay,
there's another question. You should speak in Spanish and Chinese. No, better in Spanish, because otherwise the people won't understand the question. Okay, well, translate yourself if you want, yes. The question for the director is why the film, it's always raining all the time in the film.
下了雨之后会画面会觉得非常的生动，非常有意思，所以我们一直让它在雨里边。另一个问题是，如果没有记错，所有关于北京的场景构图都是用那种方的，然后关于乡村的构图都是用那个圆形的，这个区分是有什么含义吗？就是你理解的这样，围绕着李雪莲在她的 老家的部分都是圆的，到了北京，因为他告状到北京，北京是一个权力集中的地方，所以它是一个方的啊。这个用这个方和圆做一个对比。让他翻译一下。
Her question is why why the objective, why it's the zoom of the objective, the camera objective is round when she's in her country town, and why is it turned into square? Queríamos hacer
different environments, the countryside and the city, the provinces and the capital, and to highlight the contrast between the two places.
Mm-hmm. Sí. Hacer más preguntas sí, a otra persona. Sí. Sí, vale. 我想问那个冰冰一个问题：你觉得李雪莲是一个反叛的人，还是一个传统的人？ 因为他好像在反抗的行为，但他反抗的理由是非常传统的，是因为非常传统的原因。
La pregunta es.
The question is, for the actress Fan Bingbing, whether she believes that the leading actress and the protagonist is a rebel or traditional, because she's doing something rebellious but in a traditional way.
So,
I've never thought whether this person and the protagonist is a rebel or is traditional. All I can say is that she's a person who has a history behind her. She's got something, a story to tell. That's what attracted me from the beginning. And that's why what I was worried about is how the story was developed, not whether she's a rebel or traditional. That's something that the audience should decide upon. And that is what attracted me to portray this role, the story behind the character.
Sí.
Can I ask more questions? The question is for the director. She asks, and the same question, but for the director. The same question she asked before. I agree.
我想问一下那个王志磊先生，就是在这部电影，就是涉及到一些比较敏感的东西，包括中国现在的一些现状。然后华谊为什么会投资这样一个影片？是在上映或者是设置之前就已经确定它可以上映吗？有过任何的担心吗？可以不回答这个问题。
The question that's just been asked is that whether the film was approved by the Chinese government. The director said, can I not answer that question? There's a question here first. Yes, I would like to ask the director to go further in depth as regards to the formal aspects of the film, because you've answered about the contrast between the countryside or the urban and rural side. There's another contrast there, the choosing of one, a very curious and different type of format to develop that contrast. Could you go further in depth there? And how did you work upon this from a technical standpoint?
形式的这个区别，乡下是圆形的，到了北京，刚刚那个那位记者说提到了，到了北京就是长方形，能不能多说明一下这个区别，这两个地方的差别何在？主要我觉得这个，我是想一直采取圆的。 为什么要采取圆形的？是我觉得有两个原因。第一个原因呢，是这是一个非常非常中国的特色的故事，就是像李雪莲遇到的这个事情，在全世界只有在中国才会发生，在其他国家不会有，这是一个最中国的故事。
而且是当代中国的故事。那我觉得这个圆的画面啊，因为大家知道，在过去这个宋朝的时候啊，1000多年以前，中国有一些绘画是这种圆的山水画啊，所以在这个我们拍摄的这个环境，中国的南方，我们用一个圆的这个画面来表现的话，它会使整个电影变得更中国，这是一个原因。
The first reason would be I really wanted to make this film with the round screen mainly for two reasons. One is because the story is a very Chinese story. What Li Xuelian goes through is something that could only happen in China, contemporary China. It couldn't happen anywhere else in the world. And in the Song Dynasty,a lot of the art was in a round form. And I felt this was a way to emphasize how typically Chinese this story is.
第二个原因是我觉得这是一个非常黑色幽默的故事。在中国的观众看的时候，他会不停地在笑。所以他也像一则寓言。我也觉得拍一个圆的画幅，它就有一个寓言故事的这样的一种形式感。
The second reason is that there's a heavy element of dark humor in the story, and I feared that people would be laughing the whole way through. But with the round frame, perhaps it could give the film more of an allegorical effect rather than just a comedy.
那在拍摄的时候，我发现到了北京大城市这部分，如果因为大城市都有很多现代建筑，非常硬的线条，再加上它又是一个权力的地方，所以我觉得再用圆的拍不很不舒服，我们就把大城市拍得比较坚硬一点，它就是一个正方形的一个构图。
And then when we got to Beijing to do our shooting,the round format didn't fit the aesthetic of the city. A lot of the symbols of power did not match the round format, so we found it worked better with the square format.
这个故事很写实，但是整个这个故事拍下来之后，你又会觉得它非常的荒谬，它是它并不是用荒谬的方法来表现荒谬，它是用非常严肃的非常有真实感的方式，没有夸张的方式来表现荒谬。
The story itself is quite absurd, and I wanted to use a very serious tone, one of realism, to express the story so that the absurdity of the story would not feel exaggerated but could have a feeling of realism on top of it, underlying it.
Teníamos aquí pregunta.
Two questions. First is that novel that you've based the film in, I'm not too sure there's anything real or it's completely fiction. And secondly, what attracted you to it? Why did you get involved in this project? I'm not too sure whether you were attracted about the perseverance of the protagonist, the image of the Chinese administration. Why did you address this type of film or this issue? The question is for the director, is that correct?
冯导演，两个问题，第一个是刚刚提到的那本小说是真实故事还是虚拟的？第二个问题是，就看完这本书的以后，最吸引您的地方是什么？是李雪莲的坚持，还是他对他反抗政府的那个意图？
这小说，我认为，它是有一些人物的原型的，但是它也是虚构的。但是这个虚构是从生活里来的，不是它凭空编出来的。
The story is fictional, although there are different versions of prototypes of the character. But it is ultimately a work of fiction. But the fiction comes from real life. It wasn't completely drawn up out of one's imagination. It has a strong connection to real life.
另外就是这个小说，你表面上看他在写李雪莲这个人物，实际上他是通过李雪莲告状，然后整个把中国社会啊给勾勒出来了。他不仅仅他的内涵绝不仅仅在这个一个农村妇女告状这个事儿上。如果是仅仅是一个农村妇女告状，我就没有什么多大兴趣去拍这电影了，因为前面张艺谋也拍过《秋菊打官司》，啊，这是完全不同的一个电影。
Secondly, the main character Li Shuilin petitioning, again and again, and suing, for her justice, is something that draws out all elements of society. It the story.Expands beyond just her, and that's what interested me about it. It wasn't one woman's, one woman from the countryside and her struggle. It had a larger backdrop than that. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been attracted to the story. After all, Zhang Yimou made a movie called The Story of Qiu Ju.
De acuerdo. ¿Alguna más preguntas?
Further questions?Yes. It's a question for the director. He's asking why, as he's a very well-known director in China, why do you participate so little in international festivals?
Pie.电影好像不能是为了去电影节拍电影啊，拍电影还是为观众拍电影，然后可能刚好这部电影被电影节选中了，其他的电影也我们也没有送啊，因为我觉得我的很多电影如果被翻译了一遍再拿出来的话损失特别的大啊，这个我待会儿可以给你举一个例子，就是你先翻译了我再举这个。
First of all, I think films are, I make films for audiences, I wouldn't make them specifically for festivals. This one happened to be selected. Many of the other films we didn't send to festivals. Perhaps too much would have been lost in translation. I'll give you an example of what I mean.
你比如我不知道咱们这儿在座的谁敢说谁的这个语言是最棒的啊，这个外语，你比如说我们这里有个台词，他自己觉得我们觉得他是小白菜，他自己觉得他丈夫觉得他是潘金莲，他自己觉得他冤得像窦娥啊，这个三个妇女哪个都不好对付啊，单拎出一个来都不好对付，现在这三个妇女已经变成一个人了，她又自己在那儿修炼告状，一告告了十年都练成白娘子了，这段话是非常有意思的台词，但是你把它翻译你怎么翻译，小白菜是谁，窦娥是谁，这个白娘子是谁，这个潘金莲是谁，可能要翻好几页纸才能把这么几个词儿说出来，可是在我的电影里头到处是这样的东西，如果这些东西被翻译都给降成一个最简单的一个说法的话，所有语言的魅力都没了，这个这是一个非常头疼的事儿。
那我想接下来问一个问题，就是这部片子是
我先回答。
For the translation, let's do it. Thank you.
So he said, the answer is. The example he would want to give is he said it's difficult because the point I want to make right now is how much can get lost in translation. If I take the example of one line of dialogue in the movie where she is compared, Li Xuelian is compared to three different women in Chinese literature all in one sentence, the point the speaker is making is that one woman would be hard to deal with. He refers to, for example, Xiao Bai Cai, which means a small piece of small cabbage. The second person is a Pan Jinlian, who is described as a woman. Her story is described very much in the beginning of the film and a very important character in Chinese literature, and who the name of the movie is named after, and very much Madame Bovary is an attempt to find a character who has. I'm giving context now. This last sentence is not his words, but Pan Jinlian is the second person mentioned in this piece of dialogue, and the third person mentioned is Doua, a woman who is very famous in literature as well for being a woman who is highly done wrong by the by other people, and a very much wronged person called Doua. She's a character in Chinese literature. And then even in the same sentence, he talks about Bai Niangzi, the white woman. I don't know the literary background of Bai Niangzi. It would take several pages of translation to convey all of this in one sentence, so it's very difficult, and perhaps all of this gets lost in translation.
Mm-hmm. 我想问您一个下一个问题，就是这部片子10月7号会在美国上映，您会担心观众会看不懂这些隐喻啊，或者这些名字的含义啊？ 来，我先跟他们翻译。
The question is regards to the language of the film. If this film is shown in the United States or other Western countries, he's afraid that we might not understand these cultural details.
我觉得这个不是我担心能解决的事儿啊，这个就是说，有些东西还是可以看懂的啊，但是有些东西肯定是有损失的啊，尤其在台词方面，其实基本上是把一个大学的课本变成一个三年级的课本。 翻译成字幕出来就是变成这样了，这个没办法。这个英语的电影到中国也会有这样的问题。I'd
like to think that people can understand it, but certainly things are lost in translation. Perhaps it's like a college textbook being reduced to a third grade textbook in terms of the amount of information that is conveyed. But there's no way around it, and so there are things lost in translation.
我还有最后一个问题，就是还是这个圆形画幅。您用这个圆形画幅，对您在叙事风格呀这上面有什么限制吗？
没有这个，但是它是另一个系统，因为你选择了这个圆之后，它所有的构图都产生了变化。你要专门为这个圆去想这个构图，啊，它不会有很多的近景，啊，如果有近景的话。 如果在摇的话，这些镜头都不能有，它就非常像一个望远镜里头，看同里看一个东西了。然后它的光比反差也需要是低反差的画面，不能是高反差的画面。等等，很多这个我要说，可能我可以说5个小时。你要让我浓缩成几句话说，可能我觉得也未必准确。John,
I'll translate that.
He's asked basically upon the limitations of the use of the circle in making the film or part of the film.
You can't go back and forth very easily. It's a totally different system of composition. When you use a round format like that, you can't do close-ups. You can't pan. Otherwise, if you use the camera to pan, it would look like a telescope lens moving back and forth. And also, you have to use very low contrast. Otherwise, it doesn't work in the round format. I could speak for 5 hours about this, but I have to leave it at that.
más preguntas? ¿Tenemos? Sí.
Any further questions? Yes, we have a question. Yes, I would like to ask the director. There's a scene in which the couple of the protagonist wants to maintain sexual relations with it despite her denying him. I would like to know whether when a woman says no, that means yes in reality. The couple, do you mean at the end? Yes.
是对冯导演，电影后面有张大头吗？他姓什么？汪达，张大头，赵大头，坚持跟女主角要上床。那他的问题就是，你认为，但那女主角就说不要了，拒绝。那你他的问题就是说，你觉得女生说不要的时候，拒绝的时候，是不是在说要？
你说呢？我觉得是。
Creo que sí.
I think so. I think so. Yes, I think so. I believe so. Any further questions?
¿Más preguntas? No sé si... sí, aquí
yes, there's another question up front. It's the question for the director as well as for the actress. There's a phrase which is repeated throughout the film, which is that to say a small crack can end up being into ending in a flood. Power struggles, do you share this sentence that sometimes it's just one gesture is enough to question big issues that may arise?
女主角他说电影里面有一个台词，一句话是说一个小洞可以把一个大水库把它破裂，把它打破，或者一个小的行动就可以改变一个大环境。那你觉得这个在政治局面也是如此吗？还是不见得？
对，他指这个千里之堤毁一穴的意思，实际上就是说，这个其实就是你要把人民的事儿当个事儿去办。如果你觉得他微不足道的是一个小平民百姓，但是如果你不在意他的话，他也会使整个你的这个政权都会完哈，他会有这个意思。
The meaning of that expression is that we need to take the needs of the people seriously. If you don't take the needs of the people seriously, it could create much bigger problems.
Sí.
和多伦多电影节是展映单元相比，您来这儿是参加竞赛的，您会有压力吗？
电影的一个交流的一个机会，我已经拍了好多年电影了，现在无论是什么样的跟电影有关系的事儿啊，你要说抢银行对我还是有压力的，但是只要是和电影有关系的事对我来说没有任何压力。
Let's translate the question is that whether is he under pressure in working in the Toronto Film Festival, whether she felt any pressure in participating in the Toronto Film Festival?
I've made lots of movies, so I don't feel the pressure. If robbing a bank, I would feel a lot of pressure, but not making movies.
¿Más preguntas? Sí, aquí.
Further questions? Yes, please. There's one in the front row.
Huaji Brothers.
Huaji Brothers, which is the producer, and Fen Chou and Huang Binbin, they are all very important names in China. However, this is a film which is quite a personal film, nothing to do with the films that Mr. Fen Xiaogang has, we're used to. It's a very risky film because it doesn't leave any head untouched vis-a-vis the Chinese administration. Is this some sort of a triumvirate against the administration or not, something like this. The question for the director, for everyone.
他想问三位，冯导演、女主角跟王先生，他说华谊兄弟这家公司在中国很大，在中国电影界很大，很出名，可是这部电影跟往来王导演拍过的很不一样，差别很大的，他甚至有说他这部电影其实有批评所有的人，就政治的所有各阶级的人，那也有点冒险。那这部电影 的样子怎么会跟以前的那么不同的？
问题吗？其实对，跟小刚已经合作20年，然后拍了10多部电影啊，每一部电影其实小刚给我的题目都是不一样的。然后我觉得这也是跟他一起拍电影的一个乐趣。如果每天都在重复一样的事情，可能就会变得特别无趣。其实潘金莲就像我们拍的以前的每个电影一样，都是用一种新的角度去拍中国的电影。对于小刚的想法，我都是很无条件的支持。所以希望这部电影也可以完成他的新的电影的想法的时候，也可以让我们所有参与的人都可以得到满足。
I've worked together with Feng Xiaogang for over 20 years, and every project he brings to me is different, and that's what makes it such a pleasure to work with him. He always brings a new perspective to his work and does things in a new way.And that's why I always stand by him unconditionally and enjoy working with him.
And the rest of... Yes, Fang.
对我来说呢，我跟小刚导演已经拍过，这是第二部电影了。那第一部是在12年前，然后也是同一个作者写的这个故事叫《手机》，那是我第一部电影，然后也在这个我的电影的奖项上拿到第一个最佳女主角。12年其实对于中国来说是一个缘，就像电影里面的这个缘是一样的，这是一种缘分。我拍这个电影的时候，其实我非常的开心，因为我从来都没有演过一个像李雪莲这样的角色，没有演过一个这么有意思跟丰满的人物，所以在表演的过程当中是我非常满足的一个过程。我觉得其实对于不管是中国观众来说也好，还有世界的观众来说也好，我觉得只要其实不管是导演还是演员，其实我们只想做一件事情，就是做一部好看的电影，然后做一部观众喜欢看的电影，然后观众看完了以后会有满足感的电影。我觉得我不是潘金莲这部戏就是这样的一部电影，所以我很开心。
¿Ya he hecho dos películas?
I made two films with the director Fung Songgon. The first I made it 12 years ago.Based also upon a book from the same author on which this film was based. The film is called Sochi, which means mobile. I'm not too sure how it's translated. A telephone. Okay. It was my first film, and I won the prize as the best actress. 12 years is a circle for me, and to be able to participate in this project, it's like almost a karma. It's as if it was predestined. I'm very happy with the film and to have portrayed this character, Li Shui-Lian. I'm very happy and satisfied with the production and the production. And I believe that the director, as well as the actors, the cast, what we look for when we make a film is to make a film that people like and that leaves the audience satisfied. So therefore, I'm in general, I'm very happy with the result that has been attained.
去拍电影呢，会考虑很多电影之外的因素，但是现在呢，比较单纯了这个想法，就考虑两个，第一个，就是只从电影的角度去考虑这个东西是不是我想拍的，另外一个就是我是不是能找到一个非常独特的方式，不同于常规的方式来拍这个电影。先这两条就是我现在考虑拍电影的唯一的这个先决条件。
Before, when I made movies, I might think of the all different aspects about the movie that have to do not with the movie itself, but the other factors or other things related to the movie that are not the movie itself. But for this film, I've chosen really only to think of it as a movie and to work on it only as a movie, and I don't have any other expectations. I also, in addition, I wanted to take the medium of film to a place that I've never taken it before through a new type of, a new style of filmmaking.
¿Más preguntas? Sí, una última pregunta ya.
Yes, one final question, perhaps.
我想问范冰冰一个问题，我想问一下您在这个男性导演里的一个女性主角，跟您之前演过《苹果》和《观音山》里女性导演的女性主角有什么区别感觉？
Es una pregunta para.
It's a question for the actress. What difference is there between this role in which you act as a woman and other roles that you've played a role as a man?That's it, basically, that she's the main actress in a film by a director who's a man, that is to say, and how does she feel to work in a film where she's working with a man director?
如果要改变一个语言的话，你不能有，他这个问题我们听得很明白，但是你要想把它翻译，你要把这个问题变得特简单了来问，你稍微一倒腾就容易乱。
Just wants to make the point of how complicated languages are and the difference in languages. It was a question that was very simple for Director Feng to understand, but through the translation process, it could be very easily misunderstood if not translated in the right way.
首先我是觉得这不管是李玉导演也好，还是冯小刚导演也好，他们其实都特别有他们自己电影的风格。女性导演可能因为李玉是一个非常注重演员情绪的一个导演，所以其实在演他的李玉导演大部分的电影里面，除了故事以外，其实是演人的某一些情绪，其实是跟情绪状态。所以在他的戏里面有非常多的不同种的情绪的表达。那小刚导演是一个非常注重故事跟人物跟细节的一个导演，所以在小刚导演的戏里面，其实是你会发现在他的故事里面，在他的人物里面都有很多生活上我们平常看到的这些细节，但是没有把它拎到电影里面来。那小刚导演就会有很多这样的视角，然后让你在这个故事里面用一些细节打动观众，所以我觉得这还是完完全全不同的两种感觉。但是对于演员，对于我自己来说，我其实都很享受，因为你可以去感受不同的方式，然后也可以学习到很多的东西。
I have worked with directors and men and women directors. And as a woman, having worked for a woman director, I focus more upon emotions from the emotional side of things and feelings. throughout the film. Whereas working with the director Fan Xiaogang, it's another perspective. He focuses more on the story and on the details upon the characters. But for me, working with one or another is just as much fun. It's the same enjoyment. It's the same enjoyment, yes. Okay, thank you very much. And that's the end of the press conference. Xie, thank you very much.
Por haber venido.
And thank you very much for attending, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.